A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. Thus says the Lord, I know their works and their thoughts, and I come to gather nations of every language. They shall come and see my glory. I will set a sign among them. From them I will send fugitives to the nations, to Tarshish, Put, Lud, Mashash, Tubal, and Javan, to the distant coastlands that have never heard of my fame or seen my glory, and they shall proclaim my glory among the nations. They shall bring all your brothers and sisters from all the nations an offering to the Lord, on horses and in chariots and carts, upon mules and dromedaries, to Jerusalem, to my holy mountain, says the Lord. Just as the Israelites bring their offering to the house of the Lord in clean vessels, some of these I will take as priests and Levites, says the Lord. The word of the Lord.
A reading from the letter to the Hebrews. Brothers and sisters, you have forgotten the exhortation addressed to you as children. My son, do not disdain the discipline of the Lord, or lose heart when reproved by him. For whom the Lord loves, he disciplines. He scourges every son he acknowledges. Endure your trials as discipline. God treats you as sons. For what son is there whom his father does not discipline? At the time, all discipline seems a cause not for joy, but for pain. Yet later it brings the peaceful fruit of righteousness to those who are trained by it. So strengthen your drooping hands and your weak knees. Make straight paths for your feet, that what is lame may not be disjointed, but healed. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Truth and life, says the Lord. No one comes to the Father except through me. Alleluia. Alleluia. Alleluia.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus passed through towns and villages, teaching as he went and making his way to Jerusalem. Someone asked him, "Lord, will only a few people be saved?" He answered them, "Strive to enter through the narrow gate, for many, I tell you, will attempt to enter, but will not be strong enough. After the master of the house has arisen and locked the door, then will you stand outside knocking and saying, 'Lord, open the door for us.' He will say to you in reply, 'I do not know where you are from.' And you will say, 'We ate and drank in your company, and you taught in our streets.' Then he will say to you, 'I do not know where you are from. Depart from me, all you evildoers.' And there will be wailing and grinding of teeth when you see Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and all the prophets in the kingdom of God, and you yourselves cast out. And people will come from the east and the west and from the north and the south and will recline at table in the kingdom of God. For behold, some are last who will be first, and some are first who will be last." The Gospel of the Lord.
On that last great day of judgment, when we all appear before God's holy throne, do you want to be first to enter the kingdom, or do you want to be locked out? You want to be first? If you want to be first, then what does that mean you need to be now? You're doing good. Well, what does it mean to be last? It certainly is not a matter of circumstances. You know, if you're rich, you're first, and if you're sick, you're last. We individually are first or last by virtue of the decisions we make in whatever circumstances we're in. Every one of us here determines ourselves whether we're going to be first or whether we're last. So if we want to be last, what does it mean to be last? For instance, does it mean your name begins with Z? They're last enough, huh? Okay, what does it mean to be last? These are some categories I have for folks who are last. Not, of course, in worth or value, but in the biblical sense. Single moms, always heroically, two jobs, not sleeping for decades, doing everything themselves. Teachers, underpaid, underappreciated. Nurses, serving the most basic of needs. Those who serve anonymously. Sometimes, not anonymously, but thanklessly, with persecution in homes. They're put down, tormented. those alone who pray, many of those at home watching, oftentimes alone, those who close the door on their closet and pour out their heart to God, caregivers, boy, sometimes almost 24/7, serving, what, spouses, grandparents, sons or daughters, sometimes when they're long past even recognizing who they are. Those struggling to obey and please God, even if sometimes we fail, but those who don't give up, those who long for love, long for God, desire to do the right thing in this world, despite what it says, those are some of the last. And who are the first now? Oh, the mighty oversized egos. Look at me. I am the great. I am the center of the world. The powerful who use their power for their own advantage. Their power is a gift from God, not to be used for themselves, but for those who need it most, for the common good, to advance the truth, not for millions or billions of dollars for their own piggy banks. Those not generous to God. Those who harm the little ones. Those who perform violence, but also those who teach lies and deception. Those who live for this life. They already have their reward. Those are some of the first. Will everyone who is now first be last at the end? Not necessarily. The thief on the cross made a radical change, didn't he? Will everyone who is now last be first at the end? Not necessarily. Then who will be saved? We say to the Lord, as in the gospel reading today, Lord, will only a few be saved? Ask Jesus, Lord, will only a few be saved? And what does Jesus say? Does Jesus answer the question? No. Lord, will everybody be saved? Did Jesus say, yeah, lots. Everybody will be saved. Is that what he said? That's what some people see, think Jesus has to say. Everybody will be saved. Lots, most. Did Jesus say, nobody really, just kind of mom and me. Jesus answers, strive to enter through the narrow gate. Strive to enter through the narrow gate. When asked the theoretical, impersonal, abstract question, Jesus answers in a personal, specific, practical way. You enter through the narrow gate. I'll worry about how many others. Your proper focus is first getting there yourself. Enter through the narrow gate. Well, what's that? Twice in the 10th chapter of John, Jesus specifically says, I am the gate. The narrow gate, first and foremost, is Jesus. I am the way, the truth, and the life. Jesus says, no one comes to the Father except through me. Through me. Jesus and not another. Jesus and not everyone else. I am the gate, says Jesus. Faith and repentance is the gate. You have to admit you're not enough. You need help. You've done wrong. You need faith. You can't buy it. You can't earn it. You can't force it. You can't will it. You can't steal it. You can't deal it. You have to receive it. God's free gift to repentant sinners, to the humble of heart. and the cross is the gate. We have to lose our life, abandon our will. This isn't something you control. We don't control God. God controls us, hopefully. We empty ourselves and become a servant. There isn't another way. That's why it's narrow. It's open to all. It's wide enough for the whole world. Yesterday, I'm praying through this, and I want to say, let's sing, there's a wideness in God's mercy. Jesus is the narrow gate, but there's a wideness in God's mercy. Is that a contradiction? No. It's a paradox. God is one and God is three. They're both true. It's narrow because there's not another way. It's wide enough for the whole world to enter. But it's this way and not another way, says the Lord. Jesus goes on to say, I'll tell you, some will attempt to enter and will not be strong enough. Oh, come on. Not all those who are going to try are going to make it. Does that sound like God? Not strong enough. God likes strong people and not weak people. It's not a matter of physical strength. This is impossible for any human being. But Jesus will give us the strength. It's impossible if you don't have the strength of Jesus. My yoke is easy and my burden is light. You have to be made strong by carrying the cross. Lord, open the door for us. Come on, doesn't that sound like a prayer? Doesn't God answer all prayers? No, sincere ones, yes, but not if we're just saying the words and trying to con God, as I often say. Lord, open the door for us. And what does the Lord say? I don't know who you are. I don't know you. Depart from me. What's the worst news you think you can hear? Sorry, Mr. Jones, you have stage 4 cancer. I think you got 5 weeks. Hello, Mrs. Smith, I'm Officer Jones. Your son was just killed by a drunk driver. You open the envelope and just see your pension has just been squandered by some swindler. Is that as bad as it can get? Not even close. By far the worst news you could ever get is Jesus saying, I don't know you. Depart from me. Because by any measure, even the bad news in this life is short. But the next life will never end. It's eternal. So what does it mean to enter through the narrow gate? Enter through Jesus, knowing Jesus, following Jesus, obeying Jesus, loving Jesus, coming to God through faith and repentance, and picking up our cross and denying ourselves. There will surely come a day for you and for me when we will say, Lord, open the door for us. What do you want the Lord to say to you in return? Will you know the narrow gate? Jesus said, I am the gate. Jesus, open our hearts to hear your word. Jesus, prepare us to be changed by your body and your blood. Jesus, help us to lose ourselves in worship of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, Jesus, for the sake of your love, show us your love so that we may love. Because, Jesus, we want more than just eating and drinking in your company. Because we need more than just you teaching in our streets. Jesus, we need you to claim us at the end. Jesus, we want you to recognize our heartfelt trust in you. So now today, in this Eucharist, help us to enter the gate that is you yourself. Give us true repentance so that we might know true freedom, and help us to find joy in embracing the cross.